Hi, I'm Pastor Eric Reason, and this is the first Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Our reading today is from the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, verses 20 through 26. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they might be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be one with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Here ends the reading. The seven verses in our gospel lesson are part of Jesus' high priestly prayer. So we need to remember that these verses are part of a whole prayer. Just earlier, Jesus prayed that his disciples be sanctified in the truth of God's word. This is the vocation or the calling of every Christian, to strive to live in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth revealed in Jesus, the word made flesh. Now turning to verses 20 through 26, in these seven verses, there is one word that occurs nine times. It's called a henna clause. And the word henna means in order that, or so that, or even as an imperative, see that, you know, you do thus and so. Grammatically, it's called a purpose clause. Jesus prays for those who come to faith in the future, people like you and me, that we would live with purpose, not meanderingly or meaninglessly. There's no time to look at all nine of these purpose clauses, and there is some repetition. So very quickly, as our great intercessor before the Father, what is Jesus praying for us even now? First, he prays that Christians live in a united communion, that we be one. And we must strive for unity with all those who confess Christ as Lord and Savior. One of the things I love about our seminary center in Ambridge, Pennsylvania, is that our students rub shoulders with Christians from other traditions. Our differences do not necessarily have to be divisive. Rather, we can learn from others and hopefully bear witness in this world together to the truth revealed in Jesus, the truth we all confess. Second, Jesus prays that his disciples would be perfect. Now, we Lutherans do not do perfection very well. We know that we are very imperfect, but the word used here conveys not just moral perfection, but a sense of a purpose, result, fulfillment, completion, and goal. The words tell us. Jesus is the North Star, and our lives need to be guided toward him, because to be with Jesus, to be in Jesus, is to fulfill the purpose of life. Jesus wants us to see and share in his glory. Now that will be perfect. Finally, the very last verse, that, another henna clause, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. Here we are simply and profoundly left in awe. Certainly, we want the love of God to dwell in us and move us, but Jesus has something very remarkable. He prays that he personally would dwell in believers through the Holy Spirit the crucified and risen Lord Jesus dwells in us. This is the goal, the purpose, the direction, perfection, and fulfillment of life. When the Lord Jesus is in, with, and living through us. Now that's what Jesus is praying for you and me, even right now. A little Lenten discipline. Find some time to meditate prayerfully on the purpose of your life in light of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Fill your church with all truth and peace. Where it is corrupt, purify us. Where it is in error, direct us. Where in anything the church is amiss, reform us. Where we are right, strengthen us. Where we are in need, provide for us. Where we are divided, reunite us. All for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Amen.